Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. Let me see here. This is kind of a weird thing. We're just going to jump right in. We kind of got to do a little faster cast today. You've seen the Lake Mead, the waters levels that are getting less and less in Lake Mead. And now, you know, there's things that are starting to show up, like boats that are wrecked in the bottom of Lake Mead and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have found four bodies. Did you know that?
That's disturbing.
That is a little disturbing. But actually, it's weird. Kind of peaceful for some people that lost somebody. They said four of those bodies were accidental drownings. And so you're like, oh, okay.
They know that.
Yeah, I don't. I guess somebody had already been reported missing. One of those bodies, the fifth body, though, was found in a barrel shot in the head. So that was what they're attributing
that
one.
Dateline later?
Yeah, they're attributing that one to the like Vegas mob. And so they're trying to figure that out. But the one of the things was interesting because there were these people that were just walking in the dry lake bed. Like, I would go do that. If I lived there, I'd be fascinated by this. And one of the girls tripped over something and it was a skull. Yeah, and they thought it was like a sheep skull or something, like an animal, and they started digging. They're like, oh my gosh, this has a filling. And then they like called authorities and stuff like that.
Gosh.
But the good news of this is that there was, you know, a family that had reported their father missing because they watched him go under, I guess, and they never found him. And then this was that guy. So at least that family got some closure.
Also, too, it's just amazing that I don't know how long those bodies were down there for, but it's amazing that they can get DNA still from these.
Oh yeah, and figure stuff
these
out.
These bodies and figure out who belongs to who.
Yeah, like dental records and everything. So that was crazy. My wife is a big recycler, and you know, like, and Betty's the same way too. Betty, oh, you're gonna love this story, Rock. Betty is always on us about recycling everything because she wants to save the planet. Which is really a good, that's a good thing, okay? We produce out of our homes about 51 million tons of plastic from our homes each year. Of that 51 million tons, 2.4 million tons is all that is getting recycled by agencies. We're sending it to them, but they're only processing 2 million of the 51 million pounds.
It's like 8%.
Because they're saying that basically recycling centers say that plastic recycling is difficult more than people think. When things are combined, like sometimes bottles themselves have two different types of plastic and they are incinerating instead of recycling and sending stuff to landfills anyway because they're not doing enough of it. The plastic bottles, they say are, what is it, that they're difficult to process and it's costly. And so like companies that they want to sell recycled plastic to are like, we'll just buy new plastic because it costs too much. So the technology, once again, for the green initiatives still isn't there to make it cost effective for companies to use it. And so as a result, they're doing what you didn't want them to do in the first place, and that's throw it in the trash.
Right. There was something that I heard. I don't remember where or someone said it to me. I'm not sure. Maybe I read it. But it said something like, something like, don't put the responsibility of saving the planet on the public when you keep offering, you know, products that are in things that are harmful for the planet. Like, it shouldn't be the public's responsibility. It should be these these companies that are making their products and putting them all in individual plastic things.
Well, that's the thing, too. Now the new recommendation is to go backwards instead of doing all of this one-time use stuff, and it's to go back to multiple use, refill and reuse, kind of like Coke bottles back in the day, and you'd pay an extra nickel, and then you'd get that nickel when you would turn it back in. Mm-hmm. So now that's what they're talking about. And I guess that's why you see so many people with water bottles now, like the metal water bottles, because they want to not use one-use recyclable bottles.
And we're talking about this as I'm sitting here with a styrofoam Route 44 sweet tea and a plastic straw.
Yeah, you did. You might as well go shove that up a turtle's nose today.
I might as well. And styrofoam, I don't think even like deteriorates. It just sits there.
Yeah, for a long time. You can burn it, though. It does melt. So
you
anyway.
You do a bonfire.
It's not my fault. It's Sonic's fault.
I know. We're not. Yes, blame Sonic. Rock, what do you got?
So The Crown on Netflix, they are getting to the point in the story of the royal family where Princess Diana meets her demise in the car crash. So people are saying that they have seen the cast as well as the crew at the actual place where she died. The real Princess Diana died in the tunnel in Paris, the Pont de l'Alma.
Is that just to like get the feeling for it or something?
They're not going to recreate the actual crash, which is good, but I think they're going to get like the car, the similar car, they're going to get the actress in there, and then they're going to have the paparazzi surrounding her, and then probably entering
in
that
same tunnel.
Yes,
oh,
they're
I'm
filming.
A little surprised.
They're filming in that same tunnel. The actual horrible accident happened in 97, so it's been a long time.
I think that makes the most sense because it's like if you're trying to tell a story and a real world story and a narrative and stuff, it does make sense to do that. But it was as offended as everybody gets today. I'm surprised like that people aren't like, you can't do that.
I'll give it time.
Yeah. As soon as it airs, that'll be Twitter will go nuts.
And speaking of the royal family, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Meghan Markle, she on her podcast had talked about how she felt like a bimbo on the set of Deal or No Deal. That is where Howie Mandel, he like asked the competitor, do you want to, which suitcase do you want to choose?
Yeah.
And they had all these like 25, I think, women up at the front, and they would be models holding the suitcases. And Meghan Markle, actually, when she was trying to get her beginnings in Hollywood, she was one of those women. And later she claims after she's married the prince of Prince Duke or whatever his name is.
Prince Harry.
But he's like Prince of something. Anyway, she says on her podcast, I felt like a bimbo. I was being defined by how I looked and not my smarts and stuff. And a lot of people are going after her thinking like, you knew what you were signing up for. Like, don't you know that when you stand up there in a short dress with heels, that's what you're there for. So stop complaining. But Howie Mandel, he actually spoke up recently in an interview. He said that he understands where Meghan is coming from. He thinks that Meghan just wanted to, she wanted to do more and she wasn't given that opportunity. So maybe she wanted to have more of a say, or maybe she, I don't know. But anyways.
The suitcase girl talks.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, he did say that he actually felt like a bimbo, too, because he would be standing there with these women just staring right back at him, and he's just in a suit. But once again, I'm going to say you knew what you were signing up for, and I don't want to hear you complain from your castle up in the sky.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Yeah, I understand kind of where everybody's coming from on this, because like when you're young in Hollywood, you're trying to make your name, and I'm modeling and I'm making my way. And there's parts of that that comes with that's part of the business. And if that's the business you choose to be in, you're going to be in that. Now, other women could be, I think other women that don't want women to be seen like that, there is the right to be frustrated with the stereotype being perpetuated, because if you take away the demand or the supply, then it's going to change the demand. And so if women stop doing those things, then it's not going to happen, you know? And so, but as long as women are willing to do, and this isn't blame the victim, this is, but it's just a physical, like, reality. If you have people that are doing that, then it's going to always continue, you know?
Yeah, because it's like stop. There's the women want to be told that they're hot, but then don't hit on them, because then that's wrong. But yet my clothing is going to say, I want you to, but you better not, or then I'm going to accuse you of harassment.
Yeah.
Like it there, it is a,
that is a weird line.
It
we
is.
Walk on.
It's gaslighting for sure.
Yeah. And I understand like where Howie's coming from, actually, in something that's sensationalized like that. Here's a real world example from my life. When I worked in mainstream radio, we had a Hooters right near our station, and we did things with them all the time. I had to host the same St. Patrick's Day green bikini contest for, I don't even know how many years, 5 years or something like that. And I hated it. I hated it. But it was like, I had to, it was my job, you know? And people are like, oh, you really hated it. No, I really genuinely hated it, because you're sitting there and you know why people are there. You know why everyone's shouting and everyone's, and the girls are like enjoying it and stuff, that, you know? And, but you're like, you just feel like a creeper, you know? And you're profiting off of it, kind of thing. And like, I hated it, you know? Or when you would go to Hooters for lunch, like we'd have a business lunch and like all the guys were there making stupid comments and you're like, dude, that's just not necessary. That's not cool. And this isn't me trying to pander. Like, this is me back in the day when I didn't have, you know, faith as a component of this, and I still didn't feel good about it. You know, it was like, ah, it's just icky, you know. But the wings are so good. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't want to hear it.
I know, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I genuinely like the wings.
Have you eaten at a Hooters before, Betty?
No.
Okay.
Have you worked at one?
That was a great joke.
All right, Rock, you got some birthdays?
I do, and I have a couple, so here we go. Tyler is celebrating his birthday over the weekend. He said he's the one that sent us some 3D printed things.
Oh, yeah. That's the same Tyler? Cool.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tyler. Mom, Dad, Maddie, Will, and Kai want to wish Evelyn a happy birthday. Sure. She's turning 7 years old. She's an awesome sister, especially to her foster siblings. She loves her cat, Henry, and unicorns. She's also a cancer survivor, almost 4 years cancer-free. Wow. Congratulations.
That's amazing.
And happy birthday. Katie, celebrating a birthday on the 29th, which is tomorrow, said, I'm a potty and soon-to-be mom of our first baby. Congratulations. Elisha wants to wish brother Joseph a happy birthday, turning 17 tomorrow. He's a super fast runner. His mile time is 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness, that is fast.
Yeah. Bernice, she's celebrating a birthday tomorrow. She said, I'm a listener from India and I love you guys ever since I found y'all on YouTube.
Nice. I'm
glad to have you. Hagen wants to wish wife Ashley a happy birthday. Said she's an amazing wife, teacher, volleyball coach, and all-around person. Happy birthday, Ashley.
What was the lady from India?
Bernice.
I wonder if she knows Sumit from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, gosh.
I just assume everybody knows Sumit.
That's terrible.
No. Okay, so then we have two more, and these come with questions. This one is a quick one, though. Mom, Dad, and Allie want to wish Katie a happy birthday today. She's turning 13. Said she can be so sweet and loving. Emphasis on can be.
when she chooses to be,
but
when
also
she's not being
stubborn,
a
stubborn and strong-willed. She's the trumpet player and loves candy like Wally. That's She'll be
funny.
Mad at me for saying that.
That's
all right, burning building question for Wally. Candy corn or gummy bears?
No. I got to go candy corn because they're rarer. You know, you don't get to get them all year long. So
absence
you have to.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It makes the arteries go stronger or harder.
April wants to wish Caitlin a happy birthday. She's turning 11 years old today. Happy birthday, Caitlin. Her question is, what is your favorite Halloween costume you wore as a kid or an adult?
Oh, man.
I'm going to start with mine.
Go.
So as an adult, that one was my favorite, the one I dressed up as an adult. I was probably 16 or 17. I had two best friends in high school, and we decided I was going to dress up as a bug zapper, and they were going to be bugs. So I got a cardboard box with suspenders. I spray painted it silver and cut like lines in it to make it look like a bug zapper. I wrapped battery powered lights around it.
Nice.
And then my two friends dressed up as bugs. And when we would ring the doorbell, they would answer and we'd go trick or treat. And then they'd start running into me
and hitting me.
And I'd turn the lights on off and on. And I'd go bzz, bzz, bzz.
Oh, nice.
The old people didn't get it. They thought I was a microwave or a robot, but I thought it was super creative and I enjoyed it.
That's a good one. Gavin, did you ever go as a Halloween costume character? Is that what
you
do?
I did the really, really big basic stuff. Like, I don't have anything super creative like that. Like, I was always something sports related. I had an awesome like ninja costume growing up. Last year I was Flynn Rider.
Nice.
So from Tangled.
Okay.
But nothing as creative or funny as that.
I went as the neighbor Wilson from Home Improvement, which was my favorite adult costume. And I built like a fence because he was the guy you could only see like his eyes over the fence, and he had a hat.
Creative.
Yeah. So I built a fence that went over my shoulders. So I walked around and had a fence in front of my face the whole time. It was really good. This was actually, I went to a party at Goofy's house in California, the guy who did the voice for Goofy.
Where you clogged the toilet?
Yes, that was the one. I got super sick. I had some sort of stomach virus that was going around. And so, yes, I did that.
And then you ran off.
And I threw up onto my fence. And it was just right in my face. Yeah, like banner night for me.
What in the world?
In his driveway, I threw up and destroyed the restroom. Like, I haven't talked to him since. It's the weirdest thing.
No, I would.
Yeah, go figure. Weekend plans.
Ooh, it's Friday.
Right. Weekend plans. Let me see. Pickleball tomorrow.
Nice.
That's a must for me, a staple. Movie, we're going to see the Julia Roberts movie, I think. And then...
with George Clooney?
Yeah. I like him. And then I think after that, I'm still working on my
deck.
Still working on that slowly but surely, but I'll get that
done. How far away is it?
I'm about 80% probably.
That's not bad.
Yeah. The last little bit's finishing.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, absorb it.
It's frustrating. I like to get things done. And like, I have to wait on
other
people.
And then complain about things that
are
done.
Well, I gotta wait for other people. And that's what drives me crazy. I can't do my thing until they do their thing. It's like that. Anyway, go.
So tonight I'm hanging out with some friends. Tomorrow I'm going to the Pumpkin Fest in Franklin. Nice. Which I think will be fun. And then Sunday is church. And then I'm done.
Nice. Oh, you're going to Pumpkin Fest? My wife asked me if I wanted to go to that. And I was like, I don't know. It's downtown, right?
Yeah. Parking can be a big issue.
And there's people.
Yeah. We'll see.
People in parking.
We'll
the
see
two
how it
P's
goes.
That I don't like. Gavin.
We're going to a high school football game to support the our pastor's girls are in the color guard.
Oh, nice.
And so we'll kind of go for that, watch halftime, then leave. Because our best friends are coming into town tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to go golfing. And then I guess they want us to do a haunted house tomorrow evening.
Yes.
I'd like to
be
a man
Make
up.
Make sure you go potty beforehand.
And do that. Yeah. So
that's, don't pee your pants.
That truly scares me.
Because you will piddle.
Yeah. So
I get that.
I'll let y'all know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We have a story for Monday probably.
Yep.
And some laundry. All right. That's going to do it for your aftercast for today. We'll
As
do this
always,
again on Monday.
Thanks for being potty.